It is 10:31 a.m. on Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. And the December meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll have a roll call. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Michael Cyril.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Sherry Mays. No. Deb Bright. No. Terry Brown. Okay, so we have a quorum. Also on the phone call, we have Megan Darian, our executive director, as well as Seth Hargraves, our assistant attorney general. Declaration of conference. I'm sorry?
Hi, Dale. This is Terry. I'm on.
Okay, Terry. Great. Welcome. Okay. Let's see. Number two, declaration of conflicts of interest. I hear none. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the November meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the minutes from the November 2nd telephonic board meeting as written.
This is Michael Cyril. I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes from the November meeting as written. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Michael Cyril.
Aye.
And Terry Brown.
Aye.
And Eileen.
And Eileen, you weren't at the meeting, so you don't need to vote. You were not on the call. So it has been approved unanimously to approve the minutes as written. Move on to number four, agency operations director's report.
479 Arizona licensed opticians out of 906 have renewed their licenses this year as of today. The third.
Did you say 479? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, 479 out of 906. So basically 427 haven't renewed yet. The third notice was sent December 1st to all the LDOs that still need to renew. So we are about 55% there. It's going to be a very, very busy December for me, as usual.
Yep, as usual. Okay, let's move on to number five, initial case review, Arizona Optometry Partners, PC. As chairman, I would like to move this over and give it to our investigator, James McCafferty, to go ahead and look into the information that we've received from the Arizona Optometric Partners. I'd also like, Michael, I'd like to assign you as the liaison with the board. So when Jim is done, he will communicate with you and Megan with his findings, and then we can move it into further steps once we do the initial investigation. So Megan, if you would let Jim know and request the addresses of the locations for Arizona Optometry Partners PC, then we can move forward and hopefully get it on next month's agenda. And Michael, is that okay? Can you be the liaison for us? You'll report back to the board whenever we have the findings.
Be happy to.
I agree. That's a great choice. I think you will do wonderful with that. Jim just needs to get the addresses so he can go ahead and check into these locations. Move on to six, applications for licensure.
Before you move on, it's probably best if you have a formal motion with a second to open an investigation.
Okay. Well, this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we open an investigation on the offices of the Arizona Optometry Partners PC, and that Michael Searle would become our liaison for that investigation.
This is Michael Searle. I'll second that motion.
Well, okay, it's been moved and seconded. Well, if he's being recommended as the liaison, right, it may be best that he not second.
Yeah, Terry, if you want to go ahead and do that.
I'll second the motion.
That was Terry Brown seconding the motion. Suzanne Coleman made the motion to move the initial case review into an investigation.
I have a question before we go to a roll call, or to a vote, roll vote. Do we need to name James McClafferty as our investigator in that motion? That would be a question for staff.
If that's your intent, then it's probably best to include that.
Okay, yeah, so I'd like to amend that motion to include him, James McClafferty, as the investigator.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, now we have added to have James listed as the investigator, and then he'll report back to Michael Searle with his findings. Michael will report back to the board. Any other discussion? Okay, no more discussion. We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Motion passed unanimously. We will move forward with an investigation into the initial case review for Arizona Optometric Partners. Move on to 6A, applications for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensure from Mary Elena Detloff, Natalie H. von Sydow,
This is Michael Searle. I'll second the motion.
We move and second to approve these two applications for licensed optician. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Those two license applications have been approved. Welcome to the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Licensed Opticians in the state of Arizona. We'll move on to 6B, applications for comedy.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applicants for comedy from Barbara Ann Caldwell, Carla E. Hoffine, and Rafe Ramos.
This is Michael Searle. I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these three applications for comedy. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Those three applicants have been approved for comedy, and welcome to our, again, family of licensed opticians in the state of Arizona. Move on to number C, which is the application for optical establishments.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applicants for optical establishments: iMart Express 283 in Tucson, My Eye Lab Phoenix in Glendale, Newton Peabody Incorporated in Mesa, Vision Works number 1396 in Levine.
This is Michael Searle. I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these four applications for optical establishments. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown.
Aye.
And Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Those four applications have been accepted and approved by the board. Future meeting dates, we've got our 2023 calendar out there. So you'll see it's the first Wednesday of every month except July. Future agenda items, hopefully we'll have the Arizona Optometry Partners PC case for a future agenda item. Now I think that's all I see on the agenda. Call to the public. Welcome, public, if you're out there. Okay, it is 10:42 a.m., and this meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.